Wynn Resorts loses ground in New York casino battle following rejection. Wynn Resorts and related companies faced a significant setback in their ambitious bid to establish a casino resort in Manhattan's Hudson Yards. The proposal was unanimously rejected by Community Board 4, the Hudson Yards Neighborhood Oversight Committee, during a vote on January 6. This decision cast serious doubt on the $12 billion project's viability as it hinges on the approval of a zoning change through the city's Uniform Land Use Review Procedure. Although the board's vote is advisory, the proposal also requires approval from the city council and city planners within Mayor Eric Adams' administration. The Hudson Yards Casino Project, which featured an 80-story tower housing a casino and hotel, was heavily criticized for its potential impact on the community. Critics argued that the proposed development, which included offices, apartments, and a 5.6-acre park, would overshadow Manhattan's The High Line Elevated Park. Friends of the High Line, a group leading the opposition, expressed concerns about the environmental and aesthetic consequences of the project. They warned that the towering structures would create shadows over the park and disrupt the carefully planned character of the neighborhood. Local community members and advocates strongly opposed the proposal, citing its disregard for the community's needs. Former Community Board 4 member Joshua David described the casino project as emblematic of greed and indifference. David argued that the proposal threatened to transform a mixed-use neighborhood into an area dominated by a Las Vegas-style casino complex that did not align with Manhattan's urban fabric. Concerns also arose regarding the project's environmental impact statement, which indicated severe traffic congestion and air quality issues if the development proceeded. Backlash comes harsh and fierce. While Wynn Resorts and related companies emphasized the potential benefits of the project, including economic opportunities and community improvements, their arguments failed to sway the community board. In a letter to City Planning Director Dan Gorodnik, the board outlined its objections, including the elimination of around 4,000 planned residential units and the anticipated negative impacts on local infrastructure and quality of life. The rejection was hailed as a victory by local advocates, who argued that the project would cause irreversible damage to the area and detract from the High Line experience. The Hudson Yards proposal is one of several high-profile casino projects vying for approval in New York City. Competing bids include an $8 billion casino entertainment complex near Citi Field, a casino in Coney Island backed by Thor Equities, and a Bally's project adjacent to its Bronx golf course. Additionally, existing racetrack slots parlors, including Genting's Resorts World New York City and MGM Resorts International's Empire City, are seeking state licenses to expand their operations to include table games. Despite the rejection, related companies defended its proposal and criticized Community Board 4 for its history of opposing major developments in the area. The company pledged to continue working with local elected officials to refine the project and address community concerns. Meanwhile, competition for one of New York's limited casino licenses remains fierce, with proposals from other prominent developers and operators vying for approval. The state's gaming market continues to attract significant investment as companies aim to capitalize on the lucrative opportunities in the region.